We're very happy to welcome to the show Browns defensive coordinator Dick Geron. Coach, welcome back.
It's good to be here.
So we'll start, with just a big picture look at 2011. Defense certainly was one of the stronger areas of this football team, if not the strongest. And it was interesting because it seemed to be, as I guess is maybe always the case, something that evolved over the course of the year. But ultimately, it was a top 10 defense in a division that had a lot of strong defenses. But I know your expectation is you want everything that you saw to be better. But in your general sense, how did it play out for you as far as the way the defense as a whole played?
Well, first of all, I thought that the staff, Ray Rhodes and Jerome Henderson, and Billy Davis and Chuck Ebola and Dwayne Board really did a great job throughout the whole year. And the players were, they bought in, and they're good guys, hardworking guys. And they performed well. Obviously at times, the bottom line is always W's. You got to win, and we didn't win enough games. So clearly we didn't play well enough. But they did some things very well. Number one was keeping people out of the end zone. Even when we would give up what we considered too many yards or big plays, they tended to buckle down and not let them in, And that's the whole deal on defense. Just don't let them score. Our game is points scored and points allowed, period. That's right. And so they did a pretty good job there, but again, not good enough because we didn't get enough wins.
I know there are a lot of reasons why the buckling down, as you put it, takes place. But is that as much a case of the type of players you have as it is the schematic element of it all? I mean, did you feel that when you put those 11 guys out there, you had the types of players who, when it really got to that, that gritty time, close with the back to the goal line, that they keep them out?
I think scheme is important. There's no doubt about it, but it's not nearly as important as players. I mean, you got to have guys that want to play and that'll make plays when it counts. And we have some of those guys. They're really into it and they play hard. And that's the deal. That's the deal. The rest of it, yeah, it's important, but not nearly as important as those players.
When you think about the transitioning from a 3-4 to a 4-3, which was obviously a huge topic of conversation, and having players who were part of that 3-4 in 2010 and then having to learn a new scheme and not having the benefit of an offseason that would allow you to, because of the lockout, allow you to teach those finer points, you and your assistant coaches on the defensive staff. How difficult a transition did it make that, A, and how did you go about trying to accelerate the process as much as you could?
The staff, again, did a terrific job of working with the guys, and I think we took our feeling for our defense off of the players. How do we think they're grasping it? What can we do? What can't we do? How much is too much, which is always a question, no matter if you have an off season or not. Do you need all that stuff to perform at a high level? Those are questions that are hard to answer, quite frankly. You gotta be around them. You gotta get a feel for them. You gotta have a lot of input from players and coaches, and then and then you just go out and play. And they performed well. It's hard to tell how well they might have done with an off season. Might not have done as well. There's nobody ever going to know, and all you can do is guess on that one. The off seasons are critical. Yeah, they are. I mean, you'd certainly rather have them than not have them. But we didn't get anybody hurt in the off season.
There's a plus.
That was a plus. So, this year will be a big year. We'll have the off season. Have going into our second year. Hopefully, we'll improve. We'll improve. Talent-wise, hopefully we got to improve our coaching abilities. We know them a little better. The league will know us a little better too. So it'll be hard. It'll be harder, but we're all looking forward to it.
Browns defensive coordinator Dick Geron joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You mentioned that the difference this offseason, in that you will have an offseason, and the ability to teach and to do the things that you weren't able to do last year. So how different will it be? What will be the process of working these players into, I guess, indoctrinating them further into what you're doing. And you're going to have new guys, of course, rookies who will be introduced to what you're doing for the first time. But how do you continue the process with the younger players that are continuing to learn it and the new ones who are seeing it for the first time?
Well, it will be a lot of fun, actually, and we'll get to see how Coach Pat puts together his offseason, how he structures it, and then obviously we'll structure off of him. We'll do exactly what he wants. We'd like to have time, classroom time. We'd like to have field time within the framework of the collective bargaining agreement, and build from the basics. Mm-hmm. Start very slowly and build up. It's really interesting because you assume a lot of things in the game almost every year, and I think that you can't make those assumptions. You got to start slowly and build back with them. Talk about the field. Talk about the markings on the field. Talk about drops. Talk about, really get basic. Talk about your football. Talk about technique, footwork, those kinds of things in the off season, and then build off that because the scheme, all those techniques will fit into any scheme, but they got to have them to succeed.
Did you feel that you were getting to know your players sort of during the course of the year? Did you feel you got to know them sufficiently as opposed to, again, that ability had you had more time in the offseason to, again, get to know them? I'm along with classroom time and field time and all those things that you do in the offseason, just the basic of, hey, who is this guy and what's he all about?
Well, yeah. I mean, when you spend as much time as we spend around him now, I don't spend a lot of what you would consider personal time with him. I in and out of their locker room occasionally. I'm not with them off the field, but yeah, you certainly get a feel for them as people to some degree, as players to a great degree, and what their strengths and their weaknesses are. I think, and that's a great part of the game, really.
And because, again, you have some very young people who are key components to this defense, and let's talk about that. Jabal Sheard certainly was consistently a big force on this defense. Phil Taylor made his mark, maybe to a lesser degree, but he made his mark. And, Joe Hayden, T.J. Ward from the previous year's draft, some young components had some major contributions. If you could just talk about that and how you see them progressing.
Well, said it a number of times. I thought Dwayne Board did a great job with both Phil and Jabal. They came in as rookies. They started from day one. They both performed at a high level, and hopefully that arrow will just keep going up. Good guys, hardworking guys. So that's a big plus for us. Our linebackers were outstanding, and that's a veteran group. But mm-hmm. Billy did a great job with them too, getting them prepared on a weekly basis. And we leaned on them a lot for leadership, and obviously they came through. DeQuell just had a terrific year, and it doesn't get any better than that guy in terms of a teammate and a football player, a guy that's all in, for his team. It's mm-hmm. not about him, which is a great thing, and a great example for the rest of the guys. And then in the secondary, we're young, we're young, and Joe's got great talent and plays hard, and he's just going to get better as his technique improves over time. And he likes the challenge. As you mentioned, TJ lost most of the year, really. Tough guy. So we're looking forward to getting him back. We got to know Sam a lot better. Mike did a great job for us at free. And then Eric Hag started working in there as a draft pick, which is a terrific right. pick for us. Sheldon did a terrific job, And over on that right side, and then we got some young guys. Buster,
right.
Buster did a nice yeah. job for us too. So we've got some things to build on. Just needs to happen.
And you have a new secondary coach now with Tim Houck taking over for Jerome Henderson, who moved on to the Cowboys. What can you tell us about Tim Houck and his the type of coaching that he brings to this staff?
I've never worked with Tim as a coach. I got the great. The great pleasure of coaching him for 4 years in Green Bay. It doesn't get better than this guy. He is a terrific teammate. He was a ferocious player. I mean, just a tremendous competitor on the field. And he'll bring all that to the field. He'll have feeling for his guys. He'll have feeling for the team. He'll he'll be a lot like Jerome. Jerome did an outstanding job, you know, and we'll miss him. But Timmy is just a great addition to this staff, and really excited to have him.
Coach, you have core beliefs of what your defensive philosophy is, what your defensive structure is all about, and I know you operate from that as a base. But this game is always about evolving, right? And the opposition, opposing offenses, change up and do different things. And I know you study that, and I know your staff, and you have people who just basically break that down constantly. So as you look at how the game just continues to evolve, as you look at what the best teams did, not only in the AFC North, but in the NFL in general, and again, the AFC North well represented in the postseason, what sorts of influences are there maybe schematically for you and for the Browns defense to have to look at? Do you see tweaking or any significant adjustments that just have to be made to kind of keep up with what you're going to see in the coming season?
Absolutely. I think, you know, I believe that the offseason, and we're just really getting started in the offseason, we'll spend a great deal of time just looking at ourselves, and then we'll spend a good deal of time studying, as you pointed out, the top defenses in the league, to see what they're doing, how it fits us, if it fits us, what we can add, what's too much, you know, when you get to overloading people. And so, we'll study all of that because, as you pointed out, it doesn't stand still. You know, it keeps moving all the time.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. He is Dick Geron joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.